You are listening to the Live Free Experience. I'm your host, Brianna Bowley, trauma coach for high performers. I believe that understanding the nervous system and all its wisdom is the key to creating and experiencing all that we desire. And I believe that honest, anything goes conversation paves the way for us to begin a healing journey that has us continuously stepping into more of who we are. I've been blessed to work with, for, and alongside some of the best of the best in their chosen fields. And it's my pleasure to be the platform to share the wisdom and insights I've gained with each of you. Together, we'll explore trauma-informed performance and optimization, business, and self-expression. So in a world where everything touches everything, I encourage you to listen selfishly and with your own circumstance in mind. As I promise, if you found yourself here, there's a piece of wisdom wanting to land in your world. Wow. It's been a while. Hi. It's been 2.5 years since I hit record on a podcast, at least as the host. And I have been chomping at the bit to record, to start rolling out content for you guys. Ever since I had the idea spring into my mind maybe 3 or 4 months ago now to relaunch the podcast. And yeah, I'm really excited. I'm wildly excited. Today's episode, I want to start off by reintroducing myself, reintroducing the podcast, reintroducing the intention of the podcast. Things have shifted a lot in 2.5 years. I've shifted a lot in 2.5 years. I'm sure you've picked up with the changes in, you know, my podcast branding, in me as a person. If you've been following my journey, if you're new to my space, welcome. I want to use this first episode as a chance to tell you, you know, a little bit about what's been going on for me over the last 2.5 years and to give you some insight as to what you can expect moving forward. So for the sake of those who don't know me, or maybe those who want to get to know me a little bit better, my name is Brianna Bowley. I am your host here at the Live Free Experience, and I'm a trauma coach for high performers. At present, I work predominantly with women. However, my past has been that I've worked probably more with men, been in this work in some capacity for almost 12 years now. Previously, pre-COVID, I was working heavily in extreme sports. So working a lot with athletes, with optimization and mindset for peak performance, you know, elite athletes, extreme sports athletes, that really high stakes, high adrenaline, performance-based work. And of course, when COVID hit and all of the competitions kind of shut down, there was a bit of a lull and I had to pivot slightly. And so I really looked at, well, what's the thing? What's the thing that is connecting thread between everyone I've ever worked with, you know, business owners, general population, athletes, you know, my old nutrition and fitness clients. And all of it was that every single one of them in some way, shape or form was navigating a trauma response or a stress response and ultimately looking for healing in order to hit their next level. So I live and breathe this work. I cannot imagine doing anything else. In some way, shape or form, it is the driving force behind everything that I do. Sounds a little bit obsessive, but I think that's passion. That's what happens when we love something as deeply as I love this work. And I'm such a diva that our outer experience is ultimately just a reflection of what's going on internally. And so with that, I love nothing more than kind of digging away at my own stuff, my own experience of myself in order to, you know, see those awarenesses and see those changes internally reflected externally. I'm such a believer that nothing is ever beyond our reach if we're willing to do what it takes inwardly. There is a saying that goes, you can have, and I'm about to totally butcher this, but in a nutshell, the saying is, you can have whatever you want, provided you are willing to first become it. So basically how I interpret that is we can have, nothing is ever unavailable to us, provided we are willing to become the embodiment of that thing, provided we are willing to do the work on ourselves in order to, you know, become an energetic match or a vibrational match to that thing, to throw in a couple of hippy-dippy buzzwords there. So with that, let me tell you a bit more about myself. I'm going to throw some human designers and star signs in here. And if these things don't resonate for you, feel free to just put them aside. but I'm a 6-2 ego manifester, so I'm pretty rare. I have 7 open centers, so I'm basically a reflector. If you don't know human design, that's not going to make a whole bunch of sense to you. I encourage you go and do your research, and I will be having a human design analysis, human design analyst on the show to dig into human design a little bit more, because it's one of my many loves. I am a life path 1 in numerology, Aries sun, Gemini moon, Aquarius rising. Again, let that mean whatever the fuck you want it to mean. So let me talk about where I've been over the last 2.5 years. So my intention to bring the Live Free Experience podcast as it was to a close 2.5 years ago was ultimately COVID. I think for everyone, you know, COVID was that thing where we sort of had to reassess what was important to us. And as much as the Live Free Experience really lit me up for so many years, you know, I think I hit 97 or 98 episodes before I closed it down, I really had to get intentional with where my energy was going moving forward when the world kind of began to shut down. And I'm really grateful that that happened, because the journey that I went on, I don't think I could have gone through it as effectively and efficiently if my energy was more dissipated. And so these last 2.5 years have really been about getting really crystal fucking clear on important enough in my life for me to take action on, you know, and that took a real level of honesty. And this is something that I encourage from all of my clients, anyone listening to this. And it's something that I always try to live from. It's being crystal clear, no bullshit, completely honest and transparent with myself about where I'm at. And that means, you know, not telling myself these little white lies of I want X, but I'm not willing to do what it takes. And there's no shame in that, you know. Like, I speak to people every day who are like, oh, I want to lose 5 kilos, or I want to win the gold medal, or I want to build my business to multiple 6 figures, and yet their actions say something very different. And so I think there's a real level of mastery in being so willing to sit down and actually go, here's what's true for me. Here's what's really important to me. Here's what really means something to me. Because if you're not out there actively creating it, it's highly likely that it's probably not actually that important to you. So that was a little bit of a tangent. We do that here, but that's okay. I guess that's really been what the last 2.5 years has been for me. It's been building the foundations, getting really crystal clear, honest with myself about what I want from my life, what I want from myself, what kind of legacy I want to leave behind, what I, you know, how I want people to remember me, what I want to leave behind for my kids when and if the time comes. Yeah, what kind of impact I want to have on a day-to-day basis, how I want people to know me, how I want people to relate to me. So, you know, version 2.0 of the Live Free Experience really is about handing you the tools to start to create your own life of intention. I think intention is the marker of someone who is very grounded. And, you know, much of my work focuses heavily on nervous system regulation, and not just nervous system regulation, but high performance nervous system regulation. You know, the kind of ability to self-regulate that has you able to move really seamlessly and effortlessly through high stakes and high stress circumstance. You know, I come from a background of working with like extreme sports athletes and multiple 6 or 7 figure business owners. So the common thread, the common theme is having to make big decisions in moments of pressure or moments of, you know, feeling like a lot is riding upon making the quote unquote right decision. So, you know, trauma has this way, or trauma, stress, whatever you want to refer to it as, has this way of kind of pulling us off center and dysregulating our system. And it ultimately clouds our ability to make really grounded, really intentional, really anchored decisions. And when we start to reconnect with that ability to self-regulate, and, you know, as we heal through those past traumas, as we heal through or move past the stresses, that's when we start to open up that ability. And so, regulation is ultimately about intentionality. Like at its core, it's about being able to make a decision of how we want an experience to be. So the intention for the relaunch version of the Live Free experience is to really set you up with tools and also to tap into the minds and hearts of others who are really leading the pack in their own way or in their own industry, so that you can start to notice the ways in which maybe you're not so different, or maybe you have more gold available to you in your current circumstances than you've realized before. One of my biggest learnings when I was in the early stages of opening up my business and really getting into mindset work and working as a coach, and this is going back to when I was like fresh out of high school. So think like 18 to 19 years of age. I would experience these doubts, these self-doubts, and these moments of questioning myself and whether this dream that I had for myself was something that was even available to me. I spent a lot of time back then reading, biographies of the greats, the ones that I experienced as being the greats. And there's nothing I love more than kind of digging into the mindset and the lives of the best of the best. So I spent a lot of time reading, the biographies of the likes of Richard Branson, who for a long time was such an inspiration to me in business. The likes of Ronda Rousey, one of the biggest names in women's martial arts. The likes of Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course, an actor, a bodybuilder, incredible sportsman. Yeah, I just spent a lot of time reading biographies. And what really stood out to me was this common thread that all of these people who'd achieved something really notable in their lives had the same fears, doubts, and insecurities as me. It was just that they'd chosen to take action instead. And, the common thread was, holy fuck, like, I'm not that different. It's so easy to separate ourselves from what we want to create. It's so easy to look at other people and go, it's easy for them because X, Y, Z, and insert whatever story or justification you want to go with. But when we start to realize that we're not that different, that we all are human, we all have moments where we doubt ourselves, and it's what we do in those moments that counts. That's when the game changes. And so I really hope that that's a key message that you take away from this, that we're all human. We're all just doing the fucking best we can with what we know. And when we don't know enough, or our best isn't yet quote unquote good enough, I don't really like that term, but when we're not seeing the results, put it that way, when we're not seeing the results that we desire, then we get to get creative and resourceful and come back to ourself and regulate and do the thing that we need to do to make the decision ultimately, set the intention, make a way out of no way. Make a way out of no way. The nervous system is literally the foundation for your performance and emotional and mental equilibrium. The degree at which you'll allow yourself to stay focused, perform well, and excel in your chosen pursuits, be those vocational, relational, financial, athletic, the list goes on, comes down to how flexible and adaptable your nervous system is through a variety of stresses, pressures, and the joys and pleasures of life as well. Thing is, it's not just about processing the sticky points of life, but processing the ease as well. After working with high performers across business and sport, I took everything I've learned about the nervous system and I packaged it up into my self-paced online program, Rewire the Nervous System. With Rewire the Nervous System, you get access to weekly audio trainings via the exclusive members portal. You get lifetime access to our ever-expanding nervous system regulation toolkit, which means that you have the tools readily available via your device. You get lifetime access to our twice monthly live hot seat coaching calls and your Majesty's Sacred Circle ceremonies, as well as access to the call replays in our growing call vault in the members portal. You'll get weekly tasks, challenges, and journal prompts all relevant to your unique goals and desires. You get exclusive access to ongoing support and bonus training in the Rewire the Nervous System Facebook group. And of course, you'll get access to a growing, like-minded community of incredible high performers.
So if Rewire the Nervous System sounds like the right fit for you, or you want to know a little bit more information, head to www.briannaboley.com/rewirethens or follow the link in the show notes.
So with that, I want to share a little bit about what I've actually been feeling ahead of launching this podcast, because again, it's so easy to get caught up in, so easy for her, or it's easy for him. I've really been observing in myself like old stories of, and it's laughable actually to say it out loud because of course, but these old stories of like, oh, if I go and relaunch this podcast, it's like handing over my inner workings, you know, handing over my thoughts and my feelings and putting them in the hands of, you know, in many cases, strangers. And what will people think? And what if people don't agree with me? And oh my gosh, people might judge me. And of course people are going to fucking judge me. And just noticing, like literally just observing in myself this part of me that just desires to keep me safe, wanting to rip on the handbrake. And of course, that's not where I choose to operate from. So it was never going to stop me. And nice try. Thank you so much, beautiful part of me that desires safety and certainty. And you can just hang out in the back seat there. Like, I hear you. And, you know, I'm sitting in the driver's seat. This part of me that chooses something bigger is sitting in the driver's seat here. I remember working at an event 3 years ago now, and Lorna Jane Clarkson, the well-known, you know, business owner of Lorna Jane, the activewear brand, she was a presenter there at this event, and she was talking about how, you know, like she's created this incredible legacy for herself, and she still feels immense levels of fear and doubt. And she was saying that, you know, before she got on stage, she was like, what if these women don't like me? Oh my God, what if they don't like me? You know? And I think that was a really cool conversation to bear witness to, that someone as notable as Lorna Jane, who has this global empire and has really been an innovator in her field, still has these stories circulating in her mind about what will people think? What if they don't like me? So I really just want to hit that home for anyone that's listening that's kind of like hitting pause or hesitating or procrastinating on doing the thing that your heart calls to you to do, because it's just a part of you. Like that fear is just a less aware part of you that desires to keep you safe. And you can listen to it, you can hear it out, you can let it have its say without making it mean anything beyond that. There's just this little part of you that's scared, you know, and you get to be the adult, and you get to, I guess, parent yourself, for lack of a better term, parent yourself into doing what this higher part of you is calling you forward to do. Because I think when we all get really present to what the quote unquote higher version of ourselves would do, I kind of say that mockingly because I think the term higher self is so overly used and there is validity to it. But when we're really present with what this, you know, higher, more intentional, more grounded and self-aware part of us would do, none of that, all of that is background noise. All of the reasons why we can't or shouldn't or won't, it's just noise, yeah? And I think that the thing that really sets the stage for success is one's ability to ignore distraction, you know, and distraction being the key word. Everyone has a different definition of distraction, and that's up to the individual to choose what's distraction and what's not. So, yeah, I felt as well this hesitation to pull eyes towards the Live Free experience, especially after watching, and it's sort of old news now, but you know, for those of you who are familiar with Joe Rogan and the Joe Rogan experience, everything that unfolded with him and some of the things that he'd said in really old, old podcasts, and having that kind of all like uprooted and kind of thrown at him as this attack on his character. And, you know, I'm not going to say my piece on what I thought of what it had been said specifically, but it definitely brought up for me this fear of like, I know I've said a lot of dumb shit in my time. I know that old versions of me has voiced things that maybe I don't believe anymore, or, you know, maybe I've grown beyond, or maybe I communicated them back then in a way that could have easily been misinterpreted. And so I felt this resistance to pulling eyes towards my work for fear that someone might go back and listen to, you know, the 2018 or 2019 version of Bree spitting what was her then truth about XYZ in a way that maybe might, you know, piss them off. And also, I'm so committed to not betraying old versions of myself, because the truth is, those parts of me, those versions of me, like, I couldn't be who I am today without having been her first. You know, I couldn't be who I am and do what I do and speak what I speak and believe what I believe now if it weren't for those past versions of me. You know, whether it be the 2018 version of Brie who, you know, decided to start a podcast and say her piece, or whether it be, you know, even further back, looking at 2012 version of Brie who, you know, used to sit around partying with her friends and taking illegal substances and thinking she was invincible, you know. All of those versions of me built me into who I am, and I wouldn't portray those past versions of me as much as, you know, I maybe, knowing what I know now, I would choose perhaps to do things differently, but not regretting any of that. So yeah, I just wanted to flag that as well, that's what's been coming up for me. And take this and make it relevant to whatever you're kind of holding back on or hesitating on because of your stories, whether they be similar stories to mine or whether they be, you know, something completely different. But take this and make it relevant to your unique situation. So all in all, I want to wrap this up by saying that the Live Free experience ultimately gets to become whatever it needs to be for you. It's experiential. You know, that's my intention. I want it to be experiential in the sense that it's not something that you get to listen to passively. Rather, I would really love if it would become something that you listen to with your unique situation in mind. You know, and that may mean subtracting some of the words that I use, or removing, you know, the context of, say, business, or removing the context of sport, or removing the context of relationship, or removing the context of whatever it may be, right? And instead, like, adding in the context of what's relevant in your life, what you're moving through in your life. Because my belief, what I know to be true, is that everything touches everything, and how we do anything is how we do everything if we dig deep enough. That's not to say that's the case on a surface level, but if we dig deep enough, how we do anything is how we do everything. And so there's clues. And I'm almost certain that if you were drawn to listen to any of these episodes, whether you listen to all of them, whether you listen to just this one and you never listen ever again, or whether you, you know, just kind of drop in and drop out when and as you please, the episodes that call to you and have you here are calling to you for a reason. And there's magic within these words wanting to kind of land in your space. And when you can take these words and insert them into the context of your life and what you're moving through, again, keeping in mind that everything touches everything, like, it may just kind of wriggle loose that block that's been blocking that next level for you. It may just kind of like wriggle loose that little bit of debris that's been blocking the pipe. And that's my hope for you, that in every episode, you just find that little nugget of wisdom that you can take and run with, and hopefully really create massive momentum in your world, whether that be externally, cash flow, relationship dynamics, maybe a job promotion or a business expansion, or whether that be something internal, like realizing that old abandonment wound that you thought was true. Actually, there's another side to it, and, you know, moving through that in a way you haven't before. So with that, that's episode one, I guess, episode one of the relaunched version of the Live Free experience. Thank you for being here. This feels really good. This feels really natural to me, and I feel insanely lit up by it. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this journey. Much love. Mwah.
This brings us to the end of another episode of the Live Free Experience. To say thank you for your support in our relaunch, I want to offer you a live and free coaching masterclass. High Performance Nervous System Regulation is a one-hour masterclass experience designed to support you in mental and emotional regulation for high-pressure situations. This is perfect for you if you're looking to further develop your athletic career, your business management skills, or your mental, emotional, and relational skill sets. Nervous system regulation is key in living the life of your dreams, and think of this as the next level version of nervous system regulation, so that you can make grounded, centered, and non-reactive decisions in high-speed and high-stakes circumstances. To sign up or register for the replay if you can't make it live, head to www.thelivefreeexperience.com and enter your details. Lastly, I'm a real human back here, and I would love your feedback. Please drop me a review or reach out and let me know what you've gained from the episode. Even better still, tag me in your social media stories, and I can share your learnings across to my story too. You can connect with me on Instagram at www.instagram.com/BriannaBowley. Thank you for being here, and until next time, know that you are seen, you are appreciated, and you are loved.